I'm sorry. Being met at like this at the door must be weird. But don't worry. Have a seat, and we'll tell you all about why we're so excited. And why we're just like this. Lisa! What? I'm sure he's wondering. We're not usually walking around the house with dresses that barely cover everything. Still, give him some time to settle in. No need to dive right into it.
Oh, he's a big boy. He can take some bewilderment.
Besides, judging by his face and his scent changing, he certainly doesn't mind.
That's very invasive. Come on, Lisa.
Right, because the rest of the evening will be so calm and composed.
Look, I know, but it's a good thing to already know he's reacting to us. And I can't really help myself. Not right now.
I know. It's hard for me, too. But still, it's important that he gets to make his own choice. Anyway, come sit down. We want to ask you something, so we're glad you're here. Have a seat. Over here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
There we go.
Okay, so... Hi. First off, we wanted to thank you again for being an amazing roommate.
Yeah, when we put out an ad looking for someone to take the spare room, we were worried we wouldn't find someone. Guys tend to be all creeps, and girls are great, but we don't always get along with them enough to live with them, you know. So... So, when you responded, we were cautious, but then we met to give you the tour of the place and get a feel for each other, and you were so nice.
You looked us in the eyes, and you didn't stare at our tails or ears.
Or our tits, which is honestly even more impressive. I mean, look at these things.
And then you moved in, and turned out to be just... only a great roommate, honestly. You know I'm not one to fawn, but you know. You kept to yourself without being asocial. You clean up after yourself.
You're never disrespectful. And as we said, never a creep.
Which should be the bare minimum.
But it's still nice. And since then, well, you know. We've gotten to know you and you're just... well, you know, we've become pretty close friends.
I think so, anyway.
Yeah, it's true. You're pretty cool. Sometimes.
Very rarely.
I even kind of look forward to seeing you again.
No, really, she's right. Since you've moved in, getting to know you, it's been great.
And we really do consider you a very close friend.
We do, as I hope you can tell. And me and Katie are really close, which is not something everyone understands.
That we're bonded as we are without being a couple. But you've always understood and never commented on it.
I think you catch our drift. We lucked out.
Which is why we wanted to ask you something. Me and Lisa...
ever since we met, we've been inseparable.
And honestly, why not, right?
Yes, there are some things that are harder.
Boyfriends are total dicks about it sometimes. Or sometimes they get weird about it. But mostly, we do want a family.
Yeah, we both want kids.
And though we'll probably spend most of the time together raising them, you know, it's still something we both want separately. And when we started talking about it a while back, well, we kind of figured that...
for a while now, we've had a dream of being pregnant together.
Yeah. Not one of us being pregnant and being together, both being pregnant at the same time. Mm-hmm. That way, we'd be going through everything together, and we'd be able to support each other.
But it's so hard finding someone to share that with, because really, we'd want them to have the same father and share everything, even him. But we've never really liked the same guy, you know?
Until you... Mm-hmm. A while back, we were both in heat and realized... Oh, we both started talking about it again. Mm-hmm. And how hard it can be finding a good guy, let alone one we both liked. And I mentioned it was a shame we couldn't just... have you. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa...
I said that it would be perfect because you're great. Mm-hmm. And well, you're kind of hot. And well... Once the heat passed and our minds cleared, we talked about it again. Mm. Best not to make any decisions when you're in heat.
Yeah, never a good idea.
But once the heat had worn off...
We talked about it a bit more, and well... The more we talked and the more we thought about it, the more amazing it seemed. Mm. You're a great guy, and you're already living with us.
We think you're attracted to us.
Okay, we know you're attracted to us. You've been great about it, but when one of us happens to bend over in your view, or, you know, you see one of us in a towel, or we do see you reacting...
Lisa!
What? We're delicious.
Like you don't find
him. Oh, psh, just shut up. Just because I think he's... Oh, don't make me say it. He's hot.
I mean, no one forced you.
Regardless... Lisa and I felt that you'd be an amazing person to do this with. But, of course, only if you want to. We know it's asking a lot, so we wanted to take our time and ask you properly. We waited for our next heat and got all dressed up, and here we are. Personally, I suggested seducing you, but... that's wrong. I just really want you... So...
The heat can get really bad, and the thought of you mating with both of us is just...
It's very intense right now.
Not to influence your decision or anything.
I don't think we need to influence anything. Just look at him. He's not scared, not anxious. He's excited. There you go. Look at that smile. He does look like he doesn't mind us getting up there, getting up close. Do you?
Yeah.
You mind that I'm right here? My dad's pressed against your shoulder.
Go on. Let us know if it's okay. We're not gonna go any further unless we have...
What was it?
Enthusiastic consent. No hard feelings if you say no. No matter how... Just how strongly this fire seems to be burning between my thighs. Yes, that, even though I could tear the clothes off of you right now and ravish you where you sit.
Hey, don't. You can't have it all to yourself. I want him too. I need... That's a yes. Oh, I'm so glad.
Keeping my hands to myself is nothing short of torture right now.
Look at him.
As if he would have said no. His eyes closed and his hand has been on my lower back for a bit now, squeezing me closer and closer against him.
Mommy, he's holding me so tight too. Oh, you smell so good, I can barely think. Lisa...
It's a hard cock.
It does look so hard. Go ahead, feel it.
It's so firm
and warm.
And the size, it's just perfect.
I need to... Oh, wow. Look at her. I never thought she'd be the first to go for your cock like that. Not that I mind, yeah? Now that I have you all to myself. Wonderful. It smells so strongly of you. Your scent really is wonderful. She's so adorable. I love it when she breaks out of that and says something dirty. I can't help it. Just look at her. She's usually so quiet and shy, but now her lips are wrapped around your cock, slowly moving down as she takes a little more with every motion. It's like she's claiming it inch by inch. She can claim it all she wants. But you're giving it to the both of us tonight. Can't blame her for getting excited, though. Just look at that cock. I'm growing a little anxious myself. Looking how tight her little mouth is around your shaft. I think she's... Where did you learn how to do that? I think she's taking it in her throat now. That is. As if I wasn't wet enough. Kiss me. To have reduced her to a begging mess. I've been waiting for this for so long, and now I can... you're finally inside me. It feels so good. So much better than I had imagined. I get so deep. She's moving her hips. She can't help but try and get you as deep as she can.
Please come for me. I can't wait anymore.
It looks like you fucked her into being very, very honest with herself. I mean, he's just always so kind and wonderful.
It's okay. You don't have to lie. It's okay.
Just so long as you remember, you have to share him with me.
Of course, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Good girl.
Okay.
Now, it's time for you to get up off that cock.
Wait just 1 second. It feels good to be so full.
I know.
And sliding out, it's so intense.
I know, but I've already waited too long. And it's my turn now.
Wow, not even going limp. You must really be enjoying this.
Well, of course you are.
Wait, Katie. If you start sucking him now, you'll get his cum in my cum.
Oh. I guess she doesn't mind. Or...
you and me on your cock together.
That actually turns me on too.
Maybe I can lick off you and her when you're done.
We can both clean up after. I bet he'll love it.
The two of us between your legs, lapping at your still wet cock.
She's really
I really wanted to suck and worship you, but I guess Lisa prefers to fuck her own throat with your cock. Oh, look at that. Bobbing her head up and down like that. She really wants to. She wants you to have her face like as if she was a toy.
Oh, you can't just push her head down.
Look at her eyes. She loves it.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen her this enthusiastic before.
Then,
we don't think we've ever both wanted a cock together.
I can't wait for us to be pregnant together.
You'll make sure it takes for you. You'll breed us, both of us, for the next few days. Over and over.
Right? Fuck. That is... fuck, that's a nice cock.
I knew we picked the right guy. Now, come here for me.
God, are you presenting?
I am. Come here. Pound into me right up against this wall. Don't you like the sight of my ass sticking out?
That is
the lewdest wiggle I've ever seen. Come on. Fuck me. Pump a baby into me, please. You're supposed to mark me from the inside. But that'll do too, I guess. Come on. It's tight.
I know.
It stretches so good. You don't have to take your time or be slow. You can just take me. I can take it, really. Oh, yes, just like that. Give me every inch of you and then give me your cum.
Breathe her like you bred me. I can still feel your cum inside me.
Come on. why she said she loves you. I know I made fun of her, but I can't wait to feel that again. But first, how about we move to the bed and relax together?
Oh, yes.
All three of us curled up and sleeping, warm and full. Maybe even pregnant. Let's hope so. But also, let's make sure. I'm sure I'll be ready again soon.